player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The government's announcing extra support for UK businesses being affected by President Trump's trade tariffs. The Chancellor says thousands will benefit from the move. Professor of International Political Economy Michael Keating says the outcome of the trade wars will depend on which countries Donald Trump focuses on next.
Things can become cheaper for us. Things could become more expensive for us. It's a really interesting sort of case. I think a lot of it depends on whether he continues to fight and demand tariff increases on Britain, on Europe, on Australia. That's really where the impact is going to be felt, I think, more for us.
Emergency services in Nottinghamshire say they expect to spend the rest of the night at the scene of a gas explosion in Worksop. A terraced house and neighbouring properties have been badly damaged in the John Street area. A large blast was heard at about 7:30 last night. A new emergency law has come into force allowing the government to take control of British Steel. It's been designed to keep Scunthorpe's plant open and operating, saving two blast furnaces from closure and also tens of thousands of jobs. And President Trump has been saying that talks over Iran's nuclear program have been going pretty good. He's made the comments after initial negotiations began on Saturday. More have now been scheduled for next week, according to Iranian state television. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And a very good morning to you. I'm Sam Pittis. Wherever you are, we're starting with the good stuff. This morning, we're bringing the jollity with a bit of Holst for Sunday morning.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
Two friends to start us this morning. That was Vaughan Williams and The Sprig of Time and The Lark in the Morning from the Folk Songs of the Four Seasons, the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, Martin Yates conducting. And his good friend Holst got us started with Jupiter, the Bringer of Jollity from The Planets, the National Youth Orchestra of Great Britain, Edward Gardner conducting. Welcome to you. I'm Sam Pittis. This is Classic FM. Maybe there's a big sunny walk planned for a Sunday afternoon, if you get the sunshine anyway. Holst and Vaughan Williams used to like to go walking together, chatting about music. We'll hear from Tchaikovsky very shortly, who swore by his walks he had to go walking, come rain or shine, for 2 hours every day. He'd note down his ideas. We'll hear from him in a moment, after music from a film starring David Bowie and the composer Ryuichi Sakamoto. Ryoichi Sakamoto performing his own work, Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. Another selection from this week's album of the week, a selection of choruses from Handel's Messiah on a very special occasion for Handel today. First, though, as promised, Tchaikovsky and a work inspired by his favourite composer, Mozart.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
The Serenade for Strings by Dvorak, Metamorphosen Berlin, playing the opening movement, Wolfgang Emanuel Schmidt conducting. Before that, the third movement of Tchaikovsky's Suite No. 4, known as the Mozartiana, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra conducted by Claudio Abbado. That movement actually based on a piece by Franz Liszt that was a transcription for the solo piano of Mozart's Ave Verum Corpus. Now, I said it was a special day for Handel today. Well, for us anyway. Back in 1742, on April the 13th, Handel's Messiah was performed for the first time in Dublin. And our album of the week, you may remember from yesterday, is a selection of choruses from the Messiah performed by the brilliant ensemble, The 16. So we hear Handel this morning for our album of the week. The Voices of the 16, directed by Harry Christophers, from their new album, just released, out now, Handel Messiah, Choruses, and that was And the Glory of the Lord Shall Be Revealed, the music of Handel. And there'll be a new album of the week tomorrow from 10. Joanna Gosling sitting in for Alexander Armstrong, and she's got a new recording of the Alpine Symphony by Richard Strauss, the NHK Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Paavo Järvi. Talk about music that sounds like a breath of fresh air. That with Joanna Gosling tomorrow morning from 10. And Joanna with you from 1 this afternoon, as she is every Sunday as well. But I'm Sam Pittis with music to start the day. We had a serenade for strings by Dvorak, one to come by Elgar that he said was his favourite of his own works. That's next on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." I didn't mean it. What I meant was I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
This Easter with Lidl Plus, get 30% off our entire range of deluxe wines when you buy three or more bottles, like our fruity Argentinian Malbec or delicious New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price.
18 plus, subject to availability. England only. Offer on selected bottles only. Ends 23rd of April. Terms apply. See lidl.co.uk/lptv. Please drink responsibly.
It's in their walk. It's in their bark. It's in their purr. It's ProPlan Pet Food, the high-quality nutrition behind every moment. ProPlan supports lifelong well-being. Developed with Purina Vets, with leading-edge science that supports healthy joints and promotes digestive health. ProPlan, chosen by remarkable owners for their extraordinary pets.
Turn your solo into a duet. Sign up for free to browse profiles and find someone on your wavelength at classicfmromance.com.
When I'm wearing Tenor Silhouette underwear, bladder weakness is the last thing on my mind. The new body close fit design gives me the confidence to live my life the way I want to, with up to 100% Tenor triple protection against odor, leaks and moisture. They feel just like underwear. You can't even tell I'm wearing them. Try new Tenor Silhouette, Product of the Year 2025, now even more discreet. Voted Bladder Weakness Product of the Year by Kantar. Survey of 8,000 people. Always speak to your GP.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
The music of John Williams, 7 years in Tibet, performed by Yo-Yo Ma on Classic FM. And the Serenade for Strings by Elgar, played by the English Chamber Orchestra, Julian Lloyd Webber directing that opening movement. Hello to Karin, who's been travelling around and is currently in Sardinia on the overnight ferry, enjoying Classic FM. I always say, take the music with you wherever you go. Music to keep you company this morning in the shape of Gerald Finzi. Thank you. The music of Gerald Finzi, Mark Bebbington and the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, Howard Williams conducting the Eclogue. More where that came from if you've been up working through the night. Well, a particularly appropriate dawn chorus as we keep an all-night vigil with Puccini. We'll hear from Mendelssohn too and some Florida Sunshine next on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now. The research and support charity.
The way you eat a cream egg says everything about you. If you eat yours in small nibbles, that means you're real deep. You can sense when someone's about to text you.
Huh.
Your dreams mean stuff. You keep all your birthday cards in a little box. And you happy cry at anything heartwarming. Search cream egg test to find out who you really are. Cadbury Cream Egg. How do you eat yours?
People ask me, what's my good place? Sunday lunch with the whole family. And knowing that because I'm over 55, I can withdraw from my pension pot with a few clicks on the Pension Bee website. Ollie, are you feeding the dog?
No.
At Pension Bee, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Go to pensionbee.com and be pension confident. When investing, your capital is at risk. Withdrawals available from the age of 55, 57 from 2028.
Mind the doors. Down clear of the doors, please.
It's Easter, and you know what that means. Your fridge is going to be as packed as a rush hour tube train. And with Easter epic deals going on at Currys, maybe you want to think about getting a new Samsung fridge freezer. You'll find huge savings on the Space Max range, which are the same size on the outside, but very cleverly, now bigger on the inside. So you can get, on average, an extra 3 bags of shopping in store and online, at Currys. Energy rating C to E.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The government says thousands of UK businesses will benefit from a new move designed to help them deal with Donald Trump's trade tariffs. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, has announced more money's being made available to the body UK Export Finance. On Saturday, the Trump administration announced tariff exemptions for tech products, including smartphones and laptops. Our technology correspondent, Will Guyot, says moving most production back to the US was never viable.
If you tried to bring the iPhone back, it would cost around about $3,500 to sell an iPhone. They typically sell at the moment for around about $1,800.
Residents in part of Nottinghamshire have been offered places to stay in a community centre after a gas explosion badly damaged several houses. It happened on Saturday evening in the John Street part of Worksop. Emergency services say they expect to spend the rest of the night at the scene. The British steel plant in Scunthorpe is beginning its first day under government control after landmark legislation was passed in Parliament. It came into force at midnight, meaning the country's last two blast furnaces will continue operating while thousands of jobs have also been saved. And the UK's two oldest universities will renew their rivalry along a four-mile stretch of the River Thames later when the boat race takes place this afternoon. Cambridge are hoping for a third consecutive victory over Oxford in the men's event. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Welcome to you. I'm Sam.